Hello again, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Agape Love Podcast. Love is here, a love story of the ages. This is from this big book that I wrote after many years of studying, The Heart of a Wonderful Father and Mother, the King of Heaven. I had to study him, so I had to know his image and his likeness, that he was both a father and a mother, a creator and a designer. He was both, two in one, sort of speaking. And we're picking up now, here in episode number 12 of Humanity's Beginnings, from Words Spoken. And this comes out of the authorized King James Bible, in the first book called Genesis, which means the beginnings. This was written down by Moses, who was the first deliverer of ancient Israel. The word Israel doesn't mean the landmass, it means prince. God was always speaking to us in two languages. One, he was trying to help us understand our own creation and self spiritually, that was inside the dirt body of humus, dirt. But he couldn't talk to us, for we couldn't understand that. So he had to talk to us out of the natural world and through people. So he used many people, and he'd speak to them, and he would explain things to us. So he was telling Moses about this. Moses was an educated man, could read and write, which he needed at the time. So Moses wrote this down about us. And in the last episode, episode number 11, we had worked through Genesis 1, 26 through 28, where God had put his own hands on his womb, his mother's side, after he had conception. And he spoke these blessings over us as he created us from his own sperm and egg. And we were inside of him while he was doing all the other works of creation, creating both the spiritual realm and the natural realm. So in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, we learn about our blessings, our decrees, our commandments, who we're to be, the kind of authority and dominion we're to have while we were still in him. And I hope that you do that to your own babies in the wombs. You speak Genesis 1, 26 through 28 over them. And from Genesis, we were taken to Genesis 2, 7 through 8 to pick up more from this God and what he was speaking to us about. I had to study humanity's beginnings. Where did the egg come from? Where did the sperm come from? Where was the womb that humanity was in? Were words of blessings or curses said over us? Who was this God with an image and a likeness? I had to do a lot of studying. So in this episode, number 12, we're picking up in Genesis 2, 7 through 8, from this big book that I wrote years and years ago. And I'm working through it slowly. And I hope you take notes and you listen and do research and study yourself. All right, episode number 12, The Beginnings of Humanity in the Image and Likeness of Agape Love. And this is our love story about us and our father and our mother. Genesis 2, 7 through 8. Remember, I'm taking this out of the authorized King James Bible, which has no commentaries from any denomination or anything. I have to use the Webster's Dictionary to look up words or the Strong's Concordance. I believe Genesis was written in Hebrew, so I have to use the Strong's Concordance, so I'll understand the words. That's how I learned that the word Genesis means beginnings. All right, so let's see more about humanity's beginnings. Genesis 2, 7 through 8, verse number 7. And the Lord God formed man. All right, formed. Well, what we know from our earthly babies that you have to have a sperm and an egg. And they have to come together. And then through a process, a body becomes formed. So, is that how it happened? Probably. But it was inside the very heart, the womb of God Himself, within Himself. So, the Lord God, Lord means owner, master, formed, created, designed. You'll learn about God. He's a scientist, an architect, a designer, a builder. He had to have all knowledge to form our spirits. He formed our dirt body suit out of the dust of the ground. But first, we were formed as a spirit inside the God. That's right. Then he breathed out of himself all of nature with the natural world of dirt, because he's going to use that to be a covering, some clothes over our spirit, which was formed in him, because he is spirit. God is spirit. He has no dirt in him. He has no dirt clothes. He's a spirit being with spirit clothes. And God formed the earth, probably after maybe the dinosaurs, and he breathed into this dirt body, which was going to be like clothes, a covering for this spirit. He breathed into his nostrils the breath, the spirit of life that was us. And with us came the Holy Spirit of God himself. So when a baby gets formed in a earthen mother's womb, when that heart starts beating, guess what comes with it? That's right. The spirit part of us is there in the womb, getting formed as the dirt is growing around it and over it. And so this Holy Spirit, this life, this light of God, the very spiritual essence of life, spiritual life itself, was breathed into this, the nostrils of this dust, this dirt. And man's spirit and dirt became a living soul, a living thing, sort of like a baby. It's living in the womb. It is alive. It is thinking and moving, breathing. It's a living soul. Even there, some people want to say it's not a baby yet because it's not born out of the womb. So it's okay to take its life. But that's not the case. Do you know that I have gone into many of women's wombs when the baby is being aborted through many different ways, or is dying through to sickness or disease or wars, and I cuddle the spirit and hold it because it's frightened, and I hold it as death is coming, separation from the dirt, and I send it into the arms of a waiting angel. We're not going to lose even one of them, not one of those spirits. Verse number 8. And the Lord God planted a garden. Where? On the earth. Eastward in Eden. Eden was originally both in heaven. This is a duplicate down here. God sent this spiritual place, this garden, to earth, and it was called Eden. And there he put the man who he had formed. We started in Eden, the garden of God. That's right. We were there in his presence. It was a special spot on earth, directly connected to heaven, to God. God could come and down. Angels could come. It was a holy, wonderful spiritual place. And there's lots of hidden spiritual mysteries right there if you study the Garden of Eden. Man, a spiritual creation of two worlds, one spiritual, one earthly, dirt and dust. One spiritual creation, not a male or a female, a non-gender spirit, but an offspring of the image and the likeness of God himself. And he was to be a kingdom of heaven creature, being, offspring. And offsprings means child of God. He was to be a spiritual king and ruler. We learned that in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. He was to be one with dominion and authority on earth spiritually, a son, an offspring, an anointed king, a Christ. That's what the word Christ means, the anointed living word. We were to be the Heavenly Father's spiritual children, family, his inheritance, his offspring, of his image and his likeness. We were to be royal priests, a holy nation, which means a group of people with governments, ministers from the kingdom of heaven. That was to be our holy nation, the kingdom of heaven. We were beloved. We were close. Yet, we were spiritually hidden inside of an earthly, physical, dirt body. So look closely with your spiritual eyes to see the real you or the real others. Listen with your spiritual ears to hear me speaking to you spiritually. For I am here and I am real. I just live in another realm. That's right. Two realms here on earth, the natural, which is a covering over the spiritual. So God, your spiritual creator, and father and mother, is spiritually speaking to the real you right now through this video, the spirit man, the non-gender spiritual being, you, the hidden forever person, the spiritual man. Remember, man doesn't mean male sex. It means the being. Therefore, his spiritual words of this book and out of his Bible, which also means book, are spiritually speaking to you out of the spiritual realm. So put your listening ears on, O Spirit One, you the forever person, so you can hear him. And in the next episode, we will go back. We're going to go off to Matthew 13:15, so we can learn more about ourselves. All right, go back, take notes, look up the scriptures, look up the words, get you a Strong's Concordance. Probably can do it online now. Get you a Webster's Dictionary. Look up the words. Do your due diligence. Study. Study, study. All right, I'll talk to you in the next episode of Agape Love Podcast. Love is here. A love story. A love story of the ages to help you understand yourself and all of humanity and even nature and the spiritual realm as we delve deeper into our beginnings, our Genesis. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.